Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District. It's that time of the year when Christmas is coming and we're approaching the end of another calendar year. In the Extension office, that means that we hear more people calling, asking about rental rates, what's fair, looking at negotiating new leases for the coming year. The farmers' tax guides are sitting on the shelf. So it is that time of the year where we know that people are beginning to think about their financial situation. Whether that's looking back on the last year or looking ahead towards the coming year. We often think about tax implications, those sort of things, but have we really given much thought to generational transfer? That's sort of what I'd like to talk about today, is transition of the family farm business. Talking about transition of the family farm is a topic that people don't necessarily like to address, but it is critical to the success of the business long term. It's really never too early to begin thinking about generational transfer of a family farm. Most of us that are involved in farming and ranching want to see our families have the opportunity to take over that operation at some point. Careful planning and good communication is key to having a good chance of a successful and smooth transition, maintaining business harmony, as well as positive relationships among families. Statistical analysis shows that about 30% of family-owned businesses are successful in transferring to the second generation. As we move into the third, it goes down to about 15%. From the third to the fourth, about 5%. And by the time you get from the fourth passing on to the fifth generation, about only 2% of the original business entities maintain that far. You know, I'm a fifth generation person, so that kind of hits home to me as we start to think about sixth generation. There are a lot of factors affecting that, such as the next generation not having an interest in the business, older generations not necessarily wanting to think about planning or letting go, but oftentimes it's actually lack of planning and the failure to communicate that is at its cause. So as we think about transitional planning, one of the first things we need to do is think about the financial health, the strengths and weaknesses, what the existing business is currently. There are some financial measures that need to be evaluated to see if it is a sustainable business. Look at what areas or pieces of that farm business are strong and what maybe need to be improved. Comprehensive planning thought process, you know, figuring out what the goals of the operation are, developing a vision of what we want to do with our farming operation. Those are all important things to discuss, write down, and work towards achieving objective goals and strategies. The final step, then, as you kind of figure out your existing business, where you want to go, is what are all the stakeholders' responsibilities? That might be those that have sweat equity in the operation. That might be siblings that are off-farm but still have an interest in the preservation of that entity. So take a look at all of the resource bases and figure out where you need to go and what is a fair and equitable transition for those that are involved. The good news is there are some resources that are out there. Ag Transitions is a relatively new resource for K-State Research and Extension. It comes from the Kansas State University Office of Farm and Ranch Transition, and that is a resource designed exactly for this, to work with producers involved in agricultural production to work on generational transfer of farming and ranching operations. So if you have that interest, I'd encourage everybody to visit www.agtransitions.org. One other thing is we're here at the end of the year. We do have the NCBA Red Books available on our shelves. That's a record-keeping tool for those livestock producers, a good pocket guide that can help you with calendar as well as some financial benchmarks in the coming year. Those Red Books are sitting on the shelves of Metalark Extension District offices and available for $7.50 if you have an interest in that. One other thing that I would like to toss out is begin planning for the K-State Research and Extension Calving School. We will be hosting in Holton on January the 11th, one of the statewide calving school locations. And so more details will be coming up, but I wanted to get that date on your calendar. It is a good event and certainly one that you would like to attend if you're in livestock production. As we approach the end of this year, I hope everybody has time to reflect on the blessings of this current year and look forward to the future year. And if generational farm transitioning is a part of that, I hope you'll consider that as well. This has been Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District, wishing everybody a great weekend.